Madigan has steadily been losing support for his continued speakership since July, when federal prosecutors named him public official A in a bribery scheme perpetrated by Commonwealth Edison. He has not been charged. In a first-round vote Sunday night, Madigan only received 51 votes, far shy of the 60 he needs, but many more than his next closest challenger, Representative Ann Williams of Chicago. Williams got 18 votes, and on her way out of the private meeting, declined to answer reporter questions, but read from a prepared statement.
You know, today's vote makes it clear that the House Democratic Caucus is ready for a change in leadership.
State Representative Kelly Cassidy, also of Chicago, was the only member to vote present, despite being a vocal critic of Madigan.
In our caucus, there is so much talent, and so much strategic talent, so much policy talent, that I know that person's there.
Despite the headwinds they face, most of Madigan's allies are digging in their heels. I'm Hannah Meisel.